even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Oh, yeah, I feel like I'm burning up, and even here in the New England fall time, it is, you know, time to burn up, I guess, get warm. Well, tomorrow being a day of Thanksgiving, true Thanksgiving for Americans, for things they should be giving thanks for and won't, but, you know, just kidding aside, you know, I was talking to Manny here, my producer, and he asked me what I'll be doing and where I'll be going, and I said, that is top secret. No one knows what I'll be doing or where except the Mossad. If you want to know, ask them. But, you know, I was telling him that I had three wives, three at one time. No, not at the one time, but over a period of time, I had three wives actually married three times, and my first two wives died, unfortunately, of poison mushrooms. And the third one died as well. But she died of a broken neck. She wouldn't eat the mushrooms. Okay. I'm just kidding. Anyhow, well, I do want to get off into a little philosophy tonight. The fact that it is officially Thanksgiving tomorrow, and the whole nation is focused once again on the ritual. And I would venture to say that 80 to 90% of this generation of Americans today has absolutely no idea what Thanksgiving is all about and what it was meant to be about. And that I will not be contradicted on, because I believe the percentage is that high. We are living with an illiterate population today. At the best, at the very best, a semi-literate population that has no clue as to what Thanksgiving is all about. Now, Manny, you know what Thanksgiving is all about, because I told you. No, because you went to school, but you went to the school of hard knocks. You know because you're a patriot, and you're an American, right? Yes, he said right. And because you understand these things, you've done research, you've been around RBN long enough, right? Yeah, he said, and he's getting paid to say that. No, he's not. But anyway, see, he knows, but truthfully, Manny, how many young people today do you think, in your age bracket, and you're very young, really and truly know why we're supposed to be giving thanks? Do you know of many? Truthfully. No? Are you on the air with me? All right. He said he doesn't. He doesn't know of many. And that's pretty a sad commentary, pretty much, isn't it? Yes, he said it is. Well, I'm thankful that Manny knows. I'm thankful that all of the family here at RBN truly knows what America is all about. And remember, it was not the United States that we were giving thanks for. What was it we were giving thanks for? Well, it was summarized, of course, in the Mayflower Compact, and really it had to do with the Father, Yahweh, the Father in heaven. Him. It had to do with worshiping him and religious freedom. Not the United States of America, but colonial freedom, the beginning of colonies. Colonies that would be based upon Christianity. Religious freedom. And as you know, the pilgrims came here for that very reason, to escape religious persecution. And it wasn't long after that, not too many years later, that in fact religious persecution did take place. And that's why we had Rhode Island, where I'm from. Roger Williams. We'll be back to discuss this and many things and welcome your calls in this last hour tonight before Thanksgiving. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, okay. Hey, those of you on the line, we'll get with you, we'll get to you in just a moment or so. I did want to mention that, you know, there's so many directions I can go in tonight. I mean, so many issues. I wanted to get into the Liberty Dollar, the raid that took place, the FBI, the CIA, the Ron Paul Liberty Dollar that's gone for over $330 on eBay, the momentum that's building up, agents Ramos and Compion languishing in prison, trying to get them released for the holidays, so much more that needs to be talked about. But you know what? I think I'm going to be a bit philosophical in this hour. I want to relate the story of why the pilgrims came here and what they truly found out about the failure of socialism and what Christianity is all about, the market economy, freedom and liberty and private property, and the need to protect those institutions rather than go socialist. And I want to relate it to my own state of Rhode Island, where the governor has, tried to make some points about family and what is family life and what it's all about, because the state is totally broke. We've gone from a $2 billion budget with the previous governor to a $7 billion budget currently. And we have become a magnet for welfare. And as time goes on in this hour, I'm going to philosophize about this very subject, showing you how we've changed, how we've done a 180-degree change from what we were established as and now what we have become, and why our state is bankrupt in violating and rejecting the very legacy of its founder, Roger Williams, religious liberty, and why the nation is bankrupt. I'm going to relate that to you when I read the story from the pages of the Providence Journal as this hour unfolds. So I think you will find it to be very interesting, and maybe you can answer some of the governor's concerns about where we're going to get the ability to recover and how we're going to change our state. I think he's whistling Dixie, to be perfectly honest with you. But that's okay. Be that as it may. Our number here is 800-313-9443, and I'm going to give thanks tonight to all of you out there who call this program in earnest, sincere devotion to our nation, to our God, to our liberty. And one of them is on the line right now, and that is you, Leslie, from Virginia. God bless you.
God bless you, Rick, and RBN, and your listeners.
Thank you.
We have so much to be thankful for, and I'm also one of your someone had called in from Kentucky.
Yes.
And he mentioned about the greenback that Lincoln had issued.
Right.
And there's a lot more to this story. In fact, I'm very grateful that Robert Galen Ross, he wrote a book, The Elite Killers, and this is where I got it from.
Yes.
And he's been interviewed on RBN.
And we'll get him on the show, too, I'm sure.
Okay, because it's fascinating. What we learned is that Lincoln he went to the Rothschilds to borrow money. And they were all for it at 24% to 36% interest. That's what they wanted to charge Lincoln when he approached the Rothschilds. Well, Lincoln was angered by this, and he directed his Secretary of the Treasury, at that time, Salmon Chase, to print the debt-free U.S. script, you know, commonly known as the greenback. And so it was printed and issued on April 1862, $449 million and $338,902 was printed and distributed, and it was immediate success. And Lincoln wrote, "We gave the people of this republic the greatest blessing that they have ever had, their own money to pay their own debts." Not long after the issuance, here is the and this quote is fantastic, and this came out of the London Times that published the article. It said, quote, "If that mischievous financial policy, which had its origin in the North American Republic, should become endurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without a debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous beyond precedent in the history of civilized governments of the world. The brains and the wealth of all the countries will go to North America. That government must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe." End of quote. Now, the Rothschilds, that's crystal clear what the Rothschilds felt about the United States printing their own debt-free money. And that's all they needed, that the heads of the state around the world would certainly take notice, and most likely, Rick, they would follow suit.
Yes, but you know, the Warburg brothers in Europe were two bankers, the Felix brother, Felix and who was the other brother? I just had the name on the tip of my tongue. Felix and his brother, the two Warburg brothers, and Schiff, I believe, were heavily involved in financing the North and the South.
Correct.
So that's what they were doing, was divide and conquer and making a bundle of money. But you're right. Everything you've said is right about the greenbacks.
Let's not forget, they created the Golden Circle of the Golden Knights.
Malta.
Now, after that money was issued, isn't it interesting that Lincoln was immediately assassinated?
Oh, yes. No question about it. He was money moderate, as one book has so aptly said.
And let's face it, these people that you just spoke of, their objective was to divide the United States.
And they did.
And to run up the national debt so they can weaken our nation with more credit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes on and on.
But they still couldn't get that foothold in until the 20th century. And you know that President McKinley also resisted that move to have the central bank. And he, too, was assassinated.
That's right. And let's not forget Kennedy, who wanted to go back.
Absolutely.
When the issuance of the silver. I mean, the silver, and what was it? Several months later, he was assassinated.
Yeah, absolutely.
To have our treasury issued.
No doubt about it. That's why I fear for Ron Paul, and we ask the heavenly angels to look over this man and to protect him.
Absolutely, because if anyone had bothered to watch his commentary and questions to the chairman of the Federal Reserve, they would pray for Ron Paul starting tonight.
He made a monkey out of Bernanke.
Absolutely, and he could not answer one single simple question.
Yep.
And worse yet, the people that were sitting on that panel said nothing. Their silence was betrayal to this country. Their silence was absolute betrayal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that tape needs to be run again and again and again, so that the American people can ask questions. What is Congress doing? You provide absolutely no oversight over these agencies. And worse yet, the Federal Reserve has never been audited, and it's a private organization.
Yeah, it audits itself. That's pretty convenient, huh?
Oh, absolutely. But no one can say or do anything, and the only one on that panel was Dr. Ron Paul. It is pathetic.
You remember when the House Banking Committee, which, of course, is powerful in and of itself, was chaired by Mr. Gonzalez from Texas, Henry Gonzalez. And there were several attempts made on his life when he said he would pursue constituents' and Americans' calls for an investigation into the Federal Reserve, the inner workings of the Fed. He nearly lost his life in those episodes. And Ron Paul, I believe, was on that committee, as a matter of fact, pushing this drive. So they know what Ron Paul represents. He represents the true America, the America that is rock-ribbed angry at these criminals. And they are petrified.
They're frightened to death. They are petrified because the fact of the matter is we are judged by the stability of our own currency,
whether
you like it or not.
Yes.
This is something that each and every one of us must be accountable for, is the issuance of our own currency and its stability. You're absolutely right. They fear Ron Paul, and it's not Ron Paul they fear. It's the truth.
Oh, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Thank you so much.
You hit it perfectly, and God bless you and your efforts, and have a very safe and healthy and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow.
God bless you, Rick, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Bless you. All right. Well, I'm moved. It is a very somber time because, as I say, there are very few programs today, I'm sure, in America that will talk about the real meaning of Thanksgiving and why we should give thanks. And, you know, it's pathetic. It's sad. When we come back from the break, I will relate to you, listeners, what's happening here in the cradle of liberty. Roger Williams founded the state of Rhode Island. He fled Puritan Massachusetts. He fled the Anne Hutchinsons. He said, let's give people a state where they are welcome to be what? Religiously free. He didn't say bring in all the perverts. He didn't say let's make it a pluralist society. He didn't say bring in all the drunkards, all the bums, all the welfare. No. He said freedom of conscience and soul liberty we shall have. And now we don't have any of that. Be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here at republicbroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm preparing to give you a synopsis of what is happening in my little state, a very little state, with a budget on budget items of $7 billion. And, of course, that does not include liability for pensions, off-budget items. So we're talking tens of billions of dollars here, really. And this is an outrage. And what the lame duck current governor has to say about all of this, he does make some good points to his credit about families and what's happened to them. And of course, he's taking a lot of heat for it. But I'll get into that because we are at Thanksgiving time and we are supposed to be giving thanks for our freedom that has come from Yahweh, from the Father, from Christ. And that's the whole purpose of Thanksgiving, thanking. You see, the pilgrims thanked the Heavenly Father for arriving at these shores and establishing colonies, not a federal government, not a nation, but colonies which gave them the right to practice freely their faith. And that's one thing that was missing in Holland and England. You see, they fled all of that. They came here for that reason. Now, today, people don't come to America. They don't come to our shores, largely for reasons of religious persecution, to worship God. They come here for the buck. They come here for materialism. They don't come for the right reasons. And my next call will, I'm sure, amplify that, who has a program. As a matter of fact, he's on Friday nights and Saturdays on shortwave, and that is Dr. Gene Smith. Hello, Dr. Gene.
Thank you, Rick, very much. I wanted just to give a little history of Thanksgiving. Actually, what the Puritan Christians were observing was what the Bible calls the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah, that's right. That's
they never
exactly
observed true. What we call Thanksgiving. In fact, Governor William Bradford called a meeting at the religious building where they had their worship services, and that's all they did was have a singing praises and thanking God the Father and Christ Jesus for a bountiful crop, and that was in 1623. But they did have, starting in 1621, the year after they came here, they began observing a festival, and a lot of people get that mixed up with Thanksgiving. They never observed any Thanksgiving festival in late November. Can you imagine going outside and having a festival in New England in late November? I mean, we're going to have a cold. It's going to be cold here tomorrow in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, much less up in New England.
No, we give thanks today for what they did in establishing the colony, but they did not have any such thing as Thanksgiving that we know of today. And
no,
you're
they
right.
were observing their festival was in October,
right?
And they observed the Feast of Tabernacles, and that was their outdoor festival that's portrayed in the painting we see of the pilgrims and the Indians. That was the Feast of Tabernacles in October, not November. The day was not actually Thanksgiving Day, as we know it today, was not instituted until the 1863, believe it or not.
That's right. That's when
Abraham Lincoln and the Congress adopted the fourth Thursday in November as a Thanksgiving Day.
That's right.
That was basically.
And I thank you for making the clarification.
Yeah. Well, that was that Thanksgiving Day though was basically a Union day. It was to thank. It was to give thanks for the victory at Gettysburg that year in July of that year, and to pray to God to preserve the Union. So basically, the first thing, the Thanksgiving institution that we have today was begun to actually pray to God to preserve the Union, which means defeat the Confederacy. Which, and for you know, since
you
I'm,
see, that's how they've bastardized the whole purpose of the foundation of the Republic and the colonies which preceded it.
Yes, and of course the Confederacy did not celebrate that Thanksgiving. For many years later, because they considered it a Yankee holiday.
Right. Exactly.
And I think it was not until I think it was in the 1930s, basically, during the Depression, when the entire nation began observing this Thanksgiving holiday that was instituted in 1863. And it's basically a holiday that is, was not observed by the Puritan Christians at all. They observed the Feast of Tabernacles, and Thanksgiving was actually just a federal government holiday originally for the Union cause in the Uncivil War.
Right, and that's why it brings me to the Mayflower Compact, which, of course, is, and I have the exact wording by Governor Bradford. If you want to hang on a couple of minutes, we can do that when we come back, just to further amplify what you're saying, Gene. All right, Dr. Gene Smith on the line with me right now, and we will continue with the program on this Thanksgiving Eve broadcast of Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on RBN. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Well, we know that the destiny that was predestined here in America certainly was carried out by the hand of God himself. And in this, Gene Smith is with me on the program right now. And the wording, Gene, as you probably know, of the Mayflower, the Provincetown Harbor, as it was, right near what was then Christmas time in 1620, the pilgrims aboard decided to form a government even before going ashore. And they signed this compact, the Mayflower Compact.
Yeah, now, they didn't observe Christmas, though, at all.
No, they didn't. They what is that time of year was Christmas time, you know, was December. Right. And it was around the 20th of December. But they certainly did not observe Christmas whatsoever. However, let me just read this paragraph from the compact. And this is what they said. "In the name of God, amen, we whose names are underwritten, having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith and the home of our King and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in that northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic." And that's what they said. That's exactly the words of the Mayflower Compact, my friend.
And just a few more words says, of that Mayflower Compact. For the purpose of this was for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid. In other words, the ends aforesaid meant for the Christian faith.
That's exactly what they declared.
Now, that's why they did everything they did was for the Christian faith.
And that's why we can give thanks today for them, for what they did. They didn't come here to watch ball games. They didn't come here so they could play in the sand and they can kick a ball or they can raise a racket over tennis or they could watch their favorite TV programs or dance the jig, you know, and do these things. That wasn't what freedom meant to them, was it, Gene?
No, they did what they did all for the Christian faith. They observed the Feast of Tabernacles in October. That was the outdoor festival that we think of as Thanksgiving today, but it was actually the Feast of Tabernacles. Mm-hmm. But they came here to establish the Christian faith. There's no doubt about that. They established the first college ever in America, Harvard, which was a Christian college, of course, and then
in the beginning
later.
Yes.
But now these colleges are a bastion of communism and atheism.
Yes.
That shows how far backward America has gone.
The apostasy.
Since the 17th century.
Absolutely a pity, but that's exactly what would be foretold in the scriptures.
Yep.
About America.
It said we go back to Babylon, and we have.
Yes, we have, but first he gave us, and he sent the pilgrims here, I believe.
Yes, because
they were led.
Yes, it was to preserve the Christian church. They were being persecuted by the Roman Catholics and the Church of England, even.
Yes.
And they fled to
Leiden.
They fled to Denmark,
mm-hmm.
Holland, and then they eventually, of course, came here.
Yeah, they found the same persecution there.
Yes. And
yep.
So they eventually had to come over here to preserve their Christian faith.
Isn't that amazing?
To establish Christian faith here.
When you think about that, that is almost unfathomable for people's minds to grasp today.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this history, unfortunately, Rick, as you know, is not taught in our public
school. Oh, no. It would be illegal today to teach this.
But this is American history.
Yep.
I mean, this is not teaching it's not teaching religion per se. It involves religion, you might say. And in fact, it's not just religion. It's a way of life. I mean, the Christian faith was their way of life. It's circumvented their politics. It circumvented, you know, the planting of the crops and it circumvented their entire life, their social life, and it circumvented just their laws.
Pilgrims had to learn that communism did not work. It was against the law of God. They learned a few lessons themselves, huh?
Yeah, the laws of God, the Father in Christ Jesus, in Exodus and Deuteronomy were their laws. That's the laws they lived by.
Living by the private property.
Their civil body politic.
Right, right. Each individual having his own property, his own land, his own home, his family that he would be responsible for. Not the state, not the commune, but they themselves before the Father in heaven. So you see, now we are 180 degrees the other direction today, Gene.
Yeah, they didn't have to worry about people taking their property for property taxes or income taxes.
None of that.
We've come a long way backwards.
We've come the wrong way.
Yeah,
yes.
that's what the Bible says. We've lost our way. When we threw the Bible out of the public schools, you know, the first schools in America, the Bible was the main textbook.
Yes.
And we've thrown the Bible and Christianity out of every fabric of our society, and we're suffering the curses of Deuteronomy because of that.
I couldn't say it any better.
Curse of Deuteronomy 28, that is, yeah.
Right from
you know, there's cause and effect, and our people have to understand that. There's cause and effect. And we have violated God the Father in Christ Jesus' commandments and statutes and judgments, and we're suffering the results, the curse of Deuteronomy 28, because of that. And it's just that, it's really that simple.
It is.
And the answer is simple, Rick. It's
right.
To get back to the Christian faith and have our society under the laws of the commandments and statutes of God the Father in Christ Jesus in Exodus and Deuteronomy.
That can only be done on an individual basis first.
Right, right.
People individually must repent of their sins and ask Him to forgive them, and then they can know what giving thanks is all about.
Exactly.
Only then. Amen?
Exactly. That's you know, we need to be thankful, of course, every day of the year, you know, for what we do have still in America, that the few freedoms we still have, just the freedom that you and I both can, you know, give the truth over the radio.
Right.
However, and just for the food we have and the clothes we have and what material possessions we do have, we need to be thankful every day for that,
Amen.
Of course, to God the Father in Christ Jesus. But yet, we have to realize that, you know, what our Pilgrim and Puritan Christian forefathers wanted for this country, we do not have at all, and that's the Christian faith, and only the Christian faith in this country.
Amen, Gene. I can't say it any better. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much, Rick.
And we will talk again on the program very shortly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Well, that says it all. Now, against that backdrop comes this story here in Rhode Island with a governor, Don Cicchieri, who has made some statements because of the dire circumstances of the state's budgets. And the story reads, Rhode Island's welfare system is enabling, in quotes, unmarried women to have children they can't support, unquote. That has been one of the recurrent themes in Governor Cicchieri's recent radio and television appearances, as he continues to set the stage for budget-cutting proposals that in the welfare arena seem to evolve out of his personal view of what constitutes a loving, nurturing family environment. Now, he's not perfect. The governor has been very hypocritical himself, supporting George Bush, supporting Mitt Romney for president, all of this. But you know what? Here he can't be faulted when he makes the statements. Quote, frankly, I think from the state's perspective, we have been enabling and we continue to enable a lot of bad decisions. Most of the people on our welfare programs are single women, unmarried, with multiple children. I think it is a bad decision to have children you cannot support. And he doesn't stop there. He says, quote, I am not making a moral judgment, and why not? But he continues, what I am saying is that we as taxpayers and citizens of the state are being asked to finance and support those decisions. Very true. Very true. But he went beyond that. And he said, I really feel bad for those women. Well, let me back up a little bit, actually. He says, when I look at our rolls of people receiving family independent benefits, that's the FIB benefit program that was begun 1997 in the state. He said, whether it be Right Care, which is a health care program, whatever the majority of these women are with children and they are not married, this is not good. He said this is not a good situation. Well, of course, that's true. In fact, it is a very horrible situation, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the governor continued, and he went on to say, right now, there is a sense that the churches need to reach out much deeper into the community all over the state because people, I think, right now, I'm having a little difficulty reading the print here where I am, but I think are seeing right now, quote, they are really confused, and I think many people are making very bad decisions. Where he's come under fire is essentially when he said, overriding this issue, we are one of the worst performing states in the entire United States in terms of getting people into the workforce and I want to see that change. Without elaborating, he said he is working on initiatives that take their cue from states that require work first, get somebody into a job, then give them the supports, but get them working as soon as possible. All right, now he made the statement that when a mother is impregnated and she has multiple children, that is not a wholesome family situation. And oh my goodness, why, you should hear the poverty advocates, as they call themselves, all of the bleeding hearts and all of those who just can't imagine what life without a government check is all about. They just can't imagine it. And he said, I feel very badly for those women who find themselves in this predicament, but I feel worse for the kids, because these children are really condemned, if you will, if they don't have a loving, nurturing family environment. It takes two parents, he said. And right now, my sense is that the churches need to be doing more rather than asking the state to do it for them. Now, that's not wrong. What he's saying is absolutely correct. But when he made the statement that a mother, a single mother with several children, multiple children, is not a family, he was not wrong. I'm sorry. And a lot of people take umbrage at that. Now, I'm not saying that for whatever reason, some people who find themselves in that situation can't be a good parent. But what he's getting at is the family unit itself. A family unit cannot exist for long without a father in that household. And you need to have a mother and a father. Now, that is what is missing today in America. Following the debacles of war in Europe, World War I and II, we saw more destruction of the family unit here in America. That's what wars are created to do, in addition to make billions for the banks. Every time men go off to war, every time the national debt is raised and the Federal Reserve prints the money and the income tax is raised to pay the debt on the borrowing of the money, every time that puts a burden on families. Till now, the middle class is so overburdened it cannot survive. What does that do to the family? And then the social fabric that has been torn asunder because we have rejected the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have substituted the state as God, you see. That's what we've done. Roger Williams, the founder, said, no, you don't. There is only one God. There is only one Father in heaven, Yahweh himself. And he said that he is the one who provides. Not you, not me, but the state. No, definitely not the state. But the state today is the God. As Castro has done so many times, when you want to destroy the minds of the little children, you take them out and you call out to them and say, now, are you little children hungry today? Well, ask God to feed you. And nothing happens. And then he says, all right, now, ask the government. Ask me, Castro, your leader, to feed you. And guess what happens? He feeds them. He feeds them. You see how evil and diabolical this system really is, and why America has done effectively the same thing, though not in exactly those same words. We have effectively substituted one God for another, the true God for the false God of humanism in the state. And now we have babies, and more babies, and more babies, and we have more divided and broken families than ever before. And as a result, somebody's got to pay for it. Well, that's what the governor's saying. Can't go on like that. Now, he knows what's going to happen. He's not going to be governor in another few years. He'll be out, and he can't run again. But the fact of the matter is, this state, this government, and it's all across America, has done the sinful thing of playing God and demanding that you pay the bill for other people's illegitimacy, adultery, fornication, and then the illegal invasion which has multiplied and compounded that problem. Get the message? So what are we to give thanks for? Now we'll come back and summarize the whole thing. Rick Adams tonight on this Thanksgiving Eve program, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back now, summarizing the points that I'm trying to make here in my state of Rhode Island. As a result of what I've just read to you, the bottom line is, it's very simple. Here, where beneficiaries are allowed up to 2 years of education and training before they have to enter the workforce, the work participation rate has only been 24%. 5.9% as of 2006, according to the study by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Well, my friend, that number is staggering when you think about it. The socialists and the social hemophiliacs, those who say that we must do more to, quote, help the poor, are in fact are the ones that are hurting the poor the most and making us all poor in the process, by the way. Socialism is a rejection of Christianity. It is a rejection of everything the scriptures stand for. Private property is the cornerstone of liberty. And yet people cannot attain property today under the very socialist system that breeds more poverty, more despair, and more unwanted babies, quote unquote. We have to let the children live because they're entitled to life. They have no choice in the matter. But that should not be the state's obligation. That should be the obligation of private charity. And it should be the obligation of churches for their members. But today, the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, the Jewish Church, what do? Well, of course, they let the state take care of the children. And these are the people in their churches who have children out of wedlock or in wedlock and the father takes off and they are fatherless. So who do they tell the members of the church to go see? Come see us after the service. Nope. Go see the state. They'll take care of you. And that's the pagans in the pulpit mentality. That is where the churches are responsible for the declension and apostasy on this Thanksgiving time of year when we are supposed to give thanks to Him, to the Father, not to the state. And yet, we're doing just the opposite. Paying homage in words, but not in deeds, my friend. That is my message for this night. I wanted to share that with you. Because it's endemic across America. And as Gene said, Dr. Gene Smith, with a firm grasp on the scriptures and on history, we must return to him if we are to survive. Otherwise, we perish. It's just that simple. As wonderful as Ron Paul is, and as wonderful as the movement for freedom is, it must be rooted in that basis. And we must look to God to lead us. And Ron Paul will be the first to admit it. The state is not God. We must get back to our roots. Well, thank you for being with me tonight and all week and all year, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams. We will be back, that is, Father willing, next Monday night live. And hopefully you'll listen to our rebroadcast of Larry Nichols Friday night at 9 o'clock Central. Last Monday night's or Friday night's broadcast repeated this Friday night, Larry Nichols and Jack McLam as well in the second hour. So we'll hope that you pray for you to have a peaceful, respectful, safe, and healthy Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. And hopefully see you all back next week. Good night and God bless. Rick Adams, so long. With